Peace be to you.
弟兄姊妹们，早，平安。
We're grateful that we have made many gospel friends here in this church in recent years.
非常感恩，多么大的蒙福，我们在这里有弟兄姊妹和福音朋友们一起聚集。
Some of you have come to seek medical treatment at a Texas Medical Center, MD Anderson.
福音朋友们有些是到这个肿瘤医院来看病的。
Some have come for further studies at a U of H, Baylor, or other institutions.
有些福音朋友是来上学的，到休斯顿大学或贝勒医学院上学。
And some have come to visit your family.
有些是过来来探亲的。
We thank God that many of you came to know Jesus as your Savior.
我们非常感恩，有许多你们当中的人能够认识基督，耶稣基督做你们的救主。
And accept His wonderful salvation like the sister who's taking her baptism this morning.
就像我们今天要受洗的这位姊妹一样。来接受耶稣基督做你们生命的救主。
In Romans 10:9,
在罗马书第十章第九节，
The Bible tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
罗马书第十章第九节说到，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
For more than once,
不仅一次。
Gospel friends have asked me this question.
许多的福音朋友问我这个问题。
Is it that simple to believe in Jesus and receive the blessings of eternal life?
就这么简单就能相信耶稣基督，并且获得永生吗？
All we have to say, yes, it is as the word of God says so.
就正如圣经神的启示一样，是的，就是这么简单，神就是这样说的。
Many years ago, when a gospel friend prayed with me to confess Jesus' lordship,
有许多年前有一个福音朋友和我一起做决志祷告。
He truly believed in his heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for him and rose from the dead in 3 days.
他心里真的相信耶稣基督为他在十字架上受死，并且三天之后复活。
So we prayed together. It was a simple and a short prayer.
所以我们一起祷告是一个非常简短的祷告。
Then I shook his hand saying, Praise the Lord.
然后我与他握手，告诉他感谢赞美主。
That you have received the blessings of eternal life.
从现在起，你就已经有永生的福分。
And now you and I we are brothers in Christ.
从现在起，我们俩就是在基督里面的弟兄。
But he replied, "Wait."
然后他就回答说：“等一下。”
Is that simple?
就这么简单吗？
Do I have to sign some documents?
我要签署任何的文件吗？
Or is there any oath taking ceremony?
要需要誓言的仪式吗？
I said no, not at all.
我说不用。
My dear brothers and sisters, what God has for you and me is called the simple faith.
弟兄姊妹们，神所让我们所有的就是一个简单的信。
It is truly a piece of good news.To all of us.
对于我们来说，真的是一个非常好的信息。
However, the Bible teaches us.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，
There is one important step we must take as a new believer.
作为一个新的信徒，我们必须要采取一个行动。
It is water baptism.
就是要受洗。
Why baptism?
为什么要受浸？
Since we've already received the blessings of eternal life.
我们既然已经有了永生的祝福。
What is the meaningfulness of water baptism?
我们为什么还要受浸？
Let's go back to the word of God to see what the Bible says about the baptism.
让我们回到圣经神的话语当中，看到神是怎么样启示受浸的。
First, baptism is an open testimony.
第一点就是受浸是一个公开的 公开的见证。
We just mentioned the mouth confession on the lordship of Jesus in Romans 10:9.
我们刚才在罗马书第十章第九节说到，你用口里承认。
But let's be reminded that the verb to confess here means a public announcement.
我们必须要坚持一点，在这里讲的口里承认是在公众场合当中的承认。
This announcement is not a secret prayer in a secret place.
这个公众的承认不是在暗地里、私下里的一个祷告和私下里的一个承认。
But an open testimony to the public.
是一个在公众场合当中公开的承认。
In other words, if you believe in Jesus.
换一句话说，如果你相信耶稣基督
，and confess that He is your Master，
你承认他是你的救主
，you're willing to make your whole life，
你愿意让你的人生
，regardless of being healthy or wealthy，
不管你是不是有健康或是不是有财富
，your life will be an open testimony to the people around you。
你的生命要在你周遭的人当中做一个见证。
So they will be able to hear, to see, and to know who you are.
所以他们就知道，能够明白你是谁。
And baptism is purposely set for it.
这个受浸就是为了这个见证而做的。
So brothers and sisters, believing Jesus means not to join a secret society.
所以弟兄姊妹们，相信耶稣基督做你生命的救主，不是参加一个秘密的集会
，or to live a life as an undercover agent，
或者不是一个隐藏的一个伪装的
地下
工作者。
Matthew 28:19，
马太福音第二十八章十九节。
The resurrected Lord gave his disciples a mission.
这个复活的救主给他所有的门徒一个大使命。
A mission to go to the world and let the world know him.
就是这个使命就是让他的门徒到世界去传他的福音，让人们知道耶稣基督。
Now the question is, how can we make the world knowing Jesus?
我们才能叫这个世界知道耶稣基督。
The answer is through the open testimony of our life in front of the world.
只有我们在世人面前来见证我们的救主，才能做到这一点。
Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning carried by baptism.
所以这个就是受浸的意义。
Each time we join the baptismal meeting.
每次我们参加受浸聚会的时候
，Let's be reminded that we are here to live this life.Not simply as an enjoyment.
让我们知道，我们在这个世界上不仅只是为了享受。
But an open testimony of the Lord Jesus to the world.
不仅是享受这个生活，而且是作为一个公开的见证。
You know, the first 300 years of the church history were under a great persecution from the Roman Empire.
在教会历史的三百多年中。教会一直在受到罗马政教的逼迫。
If anyone refused to worship the Roman emperor because of faith in Jesus,
如果有任何人因着相信耶稣基督而拒绝来膜拜罗马的教皇，罗马的皇帝
，he or she would be punishable by death.
他就会被处以死刑。
It was written in Roman law,
是在罗马的法律当中
which meant no one could defend you.
没有人可以为你辩护
To make an open testimony of a baptism in front of a public,
如果在公众场合来有这样的见证
meant you voluntarily put your life in danger.
意思就是说你自愿把你的生命放在有危险的地方
and the death penalty could come in the next minute
可能你在下一分钟就会有受死刑的威胁
Christians at that time could choose.
基督徒在那时候可以选择
to practice their faith secretly.
可以暗地来做信徒
so that no one could bother them.
这样就没人来打搅他们
because nobody knew who they are.
因为没有人知道他们是谁。
But the church chose an open testimony.
但是教会才选择一个公开的这样的一个见证。
And thousands and thousands of men and women paid their lives for taking, for just taking water baptism.
那成千的人们、信徒们就因着他们愿意做这个见证而让他们的生命受到了威胁。
So persecutions are never able to cease the testimony.
这个压迫从来没有终结这为主做见证。
Baptism has been carried from generation to generation to today.
历世历代一直到今日，这个水的洗礼一直在继续。
And we believe it will continue until the day of Lord's return.
我们相信一直到主来接我们的时候，我们都一直进行这个洗礼。
Because it means our life testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这表明我们在为我们的主耶稣基督做见证。
Second, baptism is a life practice.
第二点，这个受洗礼是我们实时的操练。
Let's take a close look at Romans chapter 6.
让我们看一下罗马书第六章。
Paul says here, when we are put into the water in baptism.
保罗在这里说，当我们入水进入洗礼的时候，
we actually come into the death and the burial of Jesus.
我们是及着洗礼归入死，和耶稣基督一同埋葬。
We put our old selves die with him.
我们的旧我与耶稣基督一同埋葬。
And buried with him.
与他一同埋葬。
Leave them there with him.
就埋在深深的埋起来了。
Forever.
永远的埋起来了。
And when we are out of the water,
当我们从水里出来的时候，
we rise with him from death and live as a new being.
我们与神一同复活，作为一个新人，永远的活着。
So the true meaning of baptism is that into the water,
所以这个洗礼的重要意义是进入水里。
Death and burial.
死了之后埋葬。
Out of the water.
从水里出来。
We are somebody made new.
我们是一个新造的人。
You know, I used to be a music student.
我以前是作为一个音乐系的学生。
American Music School, they offered performing arts students a special arrangement.
在美国这个学音乐的学生们都有一个特殊的安排。
They call it the mock audition.
这个特殊的安排叫做模拟应试。
Because we've learned the theories in classroom.
因为我们在课堂里学了许多的理论知识。
The theories like a psychology of a performance.
比如说在课堂里学过表演的心理学。
How to handle your emotion on stage when everybody stares at you.
当每个人大家都在坐席着看着瞪着你的时候，你怎么样表演？
We've learned the music form analysis.
我们也学习了怎么样来分析这个乐曲。
It was how to make a musical piece that sounded well and balanced when you play on it.
我们也学习如何让你的音乐更加的平衡，如果弹奏的时候听起来很悦耳。
We've also learned how to deal with emergencies on the stage, like a cramped stomach or even heart attack.
我们也学会了应对一些应急的状态，比如说突然一下肚子疼。或者其他应急状态。
We learn this and we learn that.
我们在教室里学了各种各样的东西。
But without this mock audition on stage,
但是如果没有这个模拟应试在就是在这个台上的模拟应试的话，
we would never have an idea of how these things work together in a real life situation.
我们就不知道怎么样在一个现实生活中应用我们所学到这所有的知识。
So my dear brothers and sisters, the spiritual things are the same here.
所以弟兄姊妹们，关于属灵的事情都是也是这样的。
We've learned much from the Bible during church meetings about the salvation of Jesus and how it comes into our life.
我们对于耶稣基督的救恩和耶稣基督的救恩如何进入我们的生命，及着许多的聚会和听到，我们已经知道了许多。
Like our young people,
就像我们里面的这在我们聚集当中的年轻人，
we've learned many lessons in Sunday school classroom.
在主日学当中，我们学了许多。
From grade school all the way to high school.
从我们小学的时候一直到高中。
And I'm sure that these are good and solid lessons based on the truth of God's word.
藉着耶稣。及着圣经上的话语，我们相信这都是真理。
But how they're gonna work together in a real life situation?
但是在这个现实操练当中，我们怎么才能应用呢？
How do we deal with emergencies regarding our faith?
关于我们的信，我们的信心，在我们实际操练应急情况下怎么使用呢？
How we're going to deal with them not in classroom but in real life experience.
在我们生命生活的实际当中，我们是怎么样操练呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is what Paul talks about in Romans chapter 6.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这就是保罗在罗马书第六章所讲的。
He says that you take a baptism and go into the water.
他说你受浸浸到水里。
All of your experience is the death and the burial.
所以你所有前面的经历都已经死了，都已经被埋葬了。
The death and the burial of what you used to look like.
你过去是什么样的？
What you used to talk.
你过去以什么样的方式讲话？
What you used to think and what you used to act.
你过去是怎么样的思维方式，你是什么样的举止，都已经被埋葬了。
Everything that has been chasing after you in the past,
在过去所有追寻你的一切，
now they are drawn into the water,
都已经深深的被在水里埋葬。
They're all down there, finished,
都已经在水里完全的埋葬，已经不再有任何的踪迹。
Paul says that the water you dip in today,
保罗说这个水你进入的时候，
It represents your cross of a death penalty with Jesus.
就是主耶稣基督在十字架上受死的一个影像。
So in Romans 6:3 and 6,
所以在罗马书第六章第六节，
He says that if we are baptized into the water,
说我们如果进入水中，
we actually are baptized into his death, so we should be no longer the slaves of sin.
说如果我们与基督同死，我们就不再做罪的奴仆。
Verse 7, he says, For he who has died has been freed from sin.
因为已死的人就已经与罪断绝。
But wait, this is just a half of the way regarding our salvation.
但是这等一下，这只是这个救恩，受浸的一半。
When we come out of the water,
当我们从水里出来的时候，
Paul says in verse 5,
保罗在第五节讲到，
We are in the likeness of Christ's resurrection and to be alive to God.
我们已经在他复活的形状上与他联合，就像神一样。
We're not only freed, but also alive.
我们不仅是得了自由，而且我们有了新的生命。
Many people think, oh, it's so good that we are freed from sin.
许多人觉得，哦， 太棒了，因为我们现在已经不受罪的辖制。
But Paul says the salvation is we are freed from sin and be alive to God.
这个保罗在这里所说的，不仅我们是与罪断绝，而且是在神里面生活。
Our brother just talked about the true freedom. What means true freedom?
刚才我们的弟兄讲到什么叫真正的自由。
So we are not only free, but also alive.
我们不仅是得了自由，而且我们有了生命，我们是活着的。
Isn't that wonderful?
这难道不奇妙吗？
So you see, brothers and sisters.This is what the baptism offered us.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是受浸所给我们带来的意义。
A complete experience of salvation from death to life.
一个完全的经历基督完全的救赎，从死亡得生命。
The old one should have gone.
那个旧我已经完全的死了。
And the new one should have come.
这个新人要来了。
All these two things happened into a one single event called water baptism.
这两件非常奇妙的事情联合发生在一件事上，这个就是热受浸。
Isn't our God an awesome God?
难道我们的神不奇妙吗？
So brothers and sisters, we don't only consider the water baptism a mere ceremonial event.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的受浸聚会不是只是一个仪式而已。
I have been in a group of brothers and sisters for years.
我与一群弟兄姊妹们在一起很多年了。
In there, water baptism is kind of like an on sale event.
在他们这个受浸的时候就好像没有真诚。
So people will say, Sisha, you go to water baptisms, you go to water baptisms.
他就对他们说，你去受洗吧，你去受洗吧。
Yeah, and the other replied, yeah, yes, yes, it's just a ceremonial event.
另外的一些人就说，哦，好吧，因为这只就是做个仪式而已。
No, brothers and sisters, not at all.
弟兄姊妹们绝对不是这样的。
Baptism is a life practice.
弟兄姊妹们，这个受浸是一个实时的操练。
Of what we have in our faith in God.
是操练我们的信心在神里面。
This is what the Bible teaches us about the meaningfulness of baptism.
这个就是圣经教导我们什么是受浸。
Now I want to ask brothers and sisters this morning.
早间我要问弟兄姊妹们，
How many years have we had our baptism?
我们有受浸多少年了？
And how many of us still practice what we have experienced in our baptism?
我们当中有多少人还在继续的操练我们在受浸那一日所经历的？
How are we going to live a life for Christ?
我们怎么样才能为基督而活？
How are we going to handle the challenges in our family and to our church life?
我们怎么样才能在我们家庭生活中和教会生活中来显示我们的信？
Brothers and sisters, in what way does the precious salvation set us free from the power of sinfulness?
弟兄姊妹们，在我们的生活当中怎么样演示出来神的救恩让我们从与罪断绝？
If we want to answer these questions, brothers and sisters, truthfully and practically,
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们要真实的回答这些问题，并且实际的回答这个问题，
We got to come back to baptism.
我们必须再回到这个受浸这件事儿。
Retrace the missing steps we've had during these years.
重新回想我们在哪件事上滑落。
And put our daily practice on them.
让我们每日的生活都能够不再滑落，不再在这一点上滑落。
Then you and I will be able to go through the bottleneck of in spiritual world.
这样我们在属灵的成长里面就会经过瓶颈效应。
Because for thousands, thousands of years in God's word says so.
因为 多几千年来，神的话语就是这样讲的。
And the church has been practicing on it.
教会一直在操练这一点。
And His word never fails.
他的话永远坚定。
Brothers and sisters, the problem is not that His word is not clear or practical in feeding our needs.
弟兄姊妹，他的话语是永远是及时的，来应许我们一切的需要。
It's just because of our ignorance.
而是因为我们的无知。
Third, baptism is a new start.
第三点，受浸是一个新的起点。
I know some of our young people still put their baptism on hold.
我知道有一些年轻人还是没有受浸。
Because they feel that they are not good enough for baptism.
他们觉得好像他们不够好，所以他们不能来受浸。
Or as they told me.
或者他们告诉我。
That they don't think they meet the spiritual standard, for taking the water baptism.
因为他们不需要这个属灵的这个标准来受浸。
But my dear young people, baptism never served as a certificate of a qualification.
弟兄啊，年轻人们，这个受浸不是因为着你能够做任何事情，不是一个证书来证明你有资格做一件事儿。
It's a new start in our journey to follow Jesus.
这个是我们跟随耶稣基督的一个新的启示。
So Paul talks about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第五章。
That in the school of Christ.
说在基督的学校里。
There are no sophomores.
没有年级几年级的学生，二年级。
No juniors, no seniors.
没有三年级或者四年级学生。
We're all freshmen in the school of Christ.
我们在基督的学校里都是新生。
So in verse 17,
在第五哥林多后书第五章第十七节里面
，He says that anyone in Christ, he is new.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And all things have become new.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The starting line for all the new things.
这个是一个所有新事的新起点。
The starting line is the water baptism.
这个新起点就是要受洗。
You know, as an athlete running on the field.
你知道在竞技场上跑步的时候。
You got to find your starting line for running the game.
你要先找到起点。
Otherwise, your game will be canceled.
否则的话，你就没有资格再跑。
In 2008,
在2008年的时候
，The Beijing Olympic Games.
在北京，奥运会的时候
，One of the running games had to be put on hold.
有一个跑步的比赛，临时中断。
Because one of the athletes couldn't find his starting line.
因为一个运动员没有办法找到他的起点。
So brothers and sisters, this will help us to understand the meaningfulness of baptism.
弟兄姊妹们，这就帮助我们明白受浸的意义。
Baptism should serve as a starting line.
受浸是一个新的起点。
When we are about to run our race.Pursuing Jesus.
是我们追随耶稣基督这条征程的一个起点。
So my dear young people,
亲爱的年轻人
why are you still waiting for your baptism?
你为什么还要等着不受浸呢？
Listen, if you keep on waiting,
如果你一直等着下去
your game of running for Christ will be put on a hold.
你追随基督的这场竞技赛就会中断。
It will be postponed.
一直就这样。延续迟延
and finally it will be canceled.
最后也许就没有了。
So please make up your mind.
请你下定决心。
And contact the responsible brothers for your baptism in the near future.
在最近的将来里面，能够与负责的弟兄们交谈。
My dear friends.
我亲爱的朋友们。
We celebrate this Sunday with the sister who's taking her baptism.
我们今天这个主日与我们的姊妹一同欢庆。
她的受尽。
Because it is her open testimony.
因为这是她公开的见证。
For the Lord Jesus and His salvation to her.
是因为为耶稣基督的见证，是为她自己生命的见证。
It is her life practice of dying with Jesus and rising again with Jesus as the new.
是她操练如何在与基督同死，与基督同复活，作为一个新人。
It is also her new starting line for following Jesus.
还有就是她如何，这是她的一个新的起点，来作为耶稣基督的跟随者。
We pray for many friends. We pray for your salvation.
与许多的朋友们，我们都来为你的救恩来祷告。
We hope that someday you will be there.
我们希望有一天你也在我们当中。
May the Lord bless you all.
愿神赐福你们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word about the meaningfulness of baptism.
主啊，我们感谢你关于受浸这个有意义的词语。
Lord, we pray for listening ears.
主，我们恳求你赐给我们会听的耳朵。
To receive all the truth of your word.
好，叫我们能够接受你的真理。
So your word may light up our life.
所以好叫你的话能够照亮我们前面的道路。
So we can make our life pursuing Jesus.
好叫我们的生命能够追随耶稣。
And set our life as an open testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们的生命是为我们主耶稣基督来做见证。
We thank you for your presence with us.
我们感谢你与我们的同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
下面我们有一位姊妹，她清楚的得救，也愿意照着圣经的话做一个公开的见证，并受浸归到主的名下。
For the following time, we have a new sister who is willing to make a public announcement and testimony to be under lordship of Jesus Christ.
下面就请吴红梅姊妹上来做她的受浸见证。
Let's welcome Sister Wu Hongmei.For her testimony. Good morning, dear brothers and sisters.
我今天上午弄错了顺序，我以为先受洗再来演讲，所以我穿的衣服不是我精心挑选过的。本来我准备了一套更漂亮的衣服和大家见面。
I got my clothes wrong because I got the order wrong. I was thinking that I will get baptized first instead of giving testimony. Actually, I had a very pretty clothes and dress ready for my testimony.
但是没有关系，一切都是主最好的安排。
But it really does not matter that far because it's all under Lord Jesus Christ.
我叫吴红梅，今年43岁，来自深圳。
My name is 吴红梅。I'm 43 years old. I came from Shenzhen, China.
我的故事呢，从我出生就有的一颗黄豆粒大小的，长在。颈部右侧的一颗小黑痣开始的。
My story traces back to when I was born. I had a very small pea-sized little mole on the right side of my neck.
在我的童年，它疯狂的长大，直到十岁那一年。
In my childhood, it grew just viciously and until when I was 10 years old.
一个赤脚医生用一块烧红的小烙铁将它烫伤，它才蛰伏下来。
A not formal doctor actually iron it and put into a high temperature and then stop the growth.
直到二十多年后，他又露出他的獠牙，并且将我灼烧的遍体鳞伤。
And after 20 years.And it showed up again, it rolled and then hurt me all over.
时间来到2021年的一月初，新冠疫情还未彻底结束。
Let's come back, came back to 2021 when the COVID-19 not yet ended.
我的宝贝小女儿也才刚七个月大，还在母乳期。
My beloved little daughter was only 7 months old, and I'm still taking care of her.
那年我也才刚刚38岁。
At that time, I was only 38 years old.
我被确诊为恶性黑色素瘤。
I was diagnosed with this specific cancer. It is called vicious black kind of cancer.
而且已经是极晚期。
It's in the very late stage.
我当时抱着两个孩子痛哭。
And I cried so bitterly with my two kids in me.
在那一刻，天真的塌了。
At that time, the sky collapsed.
接下来经过了痛苦的靶向和免疫治疗的初期，各种副作用向我袭来。
After all these terrible treatments and all the side effects.Come to attack me.
寒战，喷射式的呕吐，脱水，42度的高温，肌肉和骨关节的剧痛，还有皮疹等等。
The pain, the fever, the shudder, and everything that you cannot imagine.
连续两个月，我在清醒和昏迷中反复游走。
During these 2 months.Part time I was awake and part time I didn't know what is going on.
医院成了我的常住地。
The hospital became my dwelling place.
和我幼小的孩子的分离成了我的常态。
The separation between me and my kids lasted forever.
但是这些治疗都是暂时的。
But the treatments were just temporary.
中国医生从未给过我任何希望。
The Chinese doctor never gave me any hope.
他们看着我瘦弱枯黄的脸。
When they saw my pale and skinny face,
问我的孩子多大。
Asked me how old my children were.
然后就会摇摇头叹息着说。
They would shoot their heads and sigh.
可惜了。
What a pity.
亲爱的上帝，让我在38岁这个年龄就直面我的死亡。
My dear Lord, allow me to face the death at the age of 38.
无论如何，我是接受不了这个事实的。
No matter what, I cannot accept this fact.
于是我开始在海量的讯息中搜寻活下去的希望。
So I started to search the hope of a living.During the sea of information,
在这个过程中，我了解到美国的治疗是最先进的，治愈率也是最高的。
Then I find out if I get to receive treatment in United States, I will have more hope.
于是我就和孩子的爸爸商量赴美治疗的事宜。
Then I discuss with my husband to come over to United States and get treated.
但是他的反应很激烈。
But his reaction is unexpected.
他当场拒绝。
He rejected.
并且跟我说，即使拿500万来美国能够买我一条命，他也不会那样做。
He said even if I could be saved after paying $50,000, he would not do it.
他是一个视钱如命的人。
He is kind of person that really cherish money.
他和他的父母对钱有着近乎痴狂的、近乎疯狂的痴迷。
They really love money.
其实那个时候500万对于我的家庭来说并不算太多。
At that time, the amount of money he was talking about really wasn't too much for our family.
但他们拒绝帮我。
But they refused to help me.
接下来就是继续痛苦的抗癌治疗。
Afterwards, I continue my treatment to get healed against cancer.
还有和孩子的爸爸每天不停的吵闹。
And a fight over with my husband.
他逼迫我订立遗嘱。
He forced me to make a will.
并逼迫我将我名下的房子和车子等过户到他的名下。
He forced me to transfer all the title of the house and the car under his name.
等等，对我这样一个病重的重病的病人各种折磨。
He tortured me every way, even me as a cancer patient.
他已经想好他的退路。
He's already thought about his way afterwards.
那就是他希望我可以早点死。
He wished I could die early.
他就可以拥有全部的钱和车和房。
So that he could own all the money, the house and the cars.
然后他仍然可以找到一个优秀的女性陪他过下去。
And he could still find an outstanding young woman and be his wife.
还能顺便将儿子生了。
And probably he have another son.
这样就皆大欢喜了。
And that would be wonderful for him.
因此我一度恨透了他。
So for a period of time, I hated him so much.
觉得他为人不德，为父不义，为父不慈，为父不仁。
I thought in every aspect of his life, being a husband, being a father, or being a human being, he is not a good person at all.
我觉得他对我犯了不可饶恕的罪。
I feel like he committed a great sin against me.
但是现在主引导我。
But now the Lord guide me.
他告诉我，我也有罪。
The Lord told me that I'm a sinner too.
而耶稣的死担当了人的罪。
And the death of Jesus Christ bare all our sin.
他死的时候还说
，When he died on the cross, he even said,
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们做的，他们不知道。
Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing.
主导文也说。
The prayer says,
主免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive our sin like we forgive other people's sin.
主的这些话让我对我的前夫的所作所为有所释怀，对他的怨恨也渐渐少了。
All this hatred in my heart decreased with the words of God.
是主释放了我。
God set me free.
我也想请主早一点引领他认识主，让他也能够得到一份里面的平安和喜乐。
I pray that the Lord will allow him to know Jesus Christ, so he can also receive the peace and joy in his heart.
赴美就医商量无果，疾病又进展的情况下
，There's no result during the discussion between me and my husband about coming to United States getting treatment.And I still get tortured by my disease.
我已经无力再接受更加强烈的放化疗了。
I had no strength to receive any more chemotherapy.
于是我孤注一掷，破釜沉舟。
So I had nothing but to do this.
和我的前夫商妥协好，定好遗嘱。
So I had to.Really discussed compromise with my ex-husband and I made a will.
只身一人前往延吉。
I went to the city of Yanji in China.
跟着一个出家的师父进行打坐、辟谷、冥想，来试图用这种方式治愈我的癌症。
I started to be trained by this monk at the temple to start it, meditate and.Every practice that they did.
离开我的孩子，中断治疗，中断任何饮食的七个半月过去了。
There has been 7.5 months after my separation with my kids and the temporary halt on my treatment.
我的腰抑制不住的疼痛。
My back just hurt so bad.
就这样，我拖着只有35公斤的身体再次回到深圳。
With me weighing only 35 kilograms, I went back to Shenzhen, my hometown.
那个时候癌症已经弥漫性的扩散。
At that time, this cancer just was all over me.
医生断定我将不久于人世。
The doctor decided that I would soon be dying.
这个时候我自己也已经失望。
I am myself also lost all the hope.
但到最后我还有一个心愿。
But at the end, I only have one desire.
那就是我要再多陪一陪我两个幼小的孩子。
I just want to spend more time with my little kids.
那个时候我还不信主，还不了解主。
At that time, I didn't know Lord. I don't know nothing about Him.
佛教也让我绝望。
And, 佛教。The religion also doesn't give me any hope. Buddhism.
我不知道我该向谁呼告。
I don't know where who do I pray for.
躺在病床上。
Lying on my bed.
痛苦折磨着我。
The pain, just the suffering just tortured me.
我无声地向空中呼喊。
Voicelessly, I cried out.
神啊，佛啊，老天爷啊，我不知道你们谁才是真的神。
Lord, heaven, Buddha, whoever is you are, I don't know who are real.
但不管是谁
，But whoever you are,
求你再给我三个月的时间。
Please give me 3 more months.
让我可以再陪一陪我的孩子。
So I can spend these three months with my little kids.
他们还那样小。
They were so young.
我不想让他们将来连他们母亲的面都不记得。
I really don't like the fact that maybe they will forget how I look like.
主听到了我的呼求。
The Lord heard my prayer.
那时候我虽然还没有认识主。
Even though at that time I didn't know the Lord.
但他在我还未在我母腹成型的时候就认识我。
But he knows me before even me was formed in my mother's womb.
他让我奇迹般的起死回生。
Miraculously, I was alive again.
让我有机会在一年后来到美国。
That I can have this opportunity come to this country after 1 year.
并在这里找到了新的方案
，and also find a new treatment plan，
并且让我在这里认识了主
，and you know our Lord。
但是信靠主的过程又拖延了一年多
，but the faith journey has been postponed for 1 year。
在这一年中
，during this 1 year，
我因为药物的副作用
，because of the side effect of the medicine。
几次急诊入院，濒临死亡。
There were so many times that I have to went to the emergency and almost dead.
可是主再次奇迹般的让我活了下来。
But every time, the Lord allowed me to come back to life miraculously.
在几个月前的感恩节上
，Several months ago during the Thanksgiving gathering,
兄弟姊妹们在父弟兄家里感恩节聚会
，and there was a Thanksgiving gathering in Brother Fu's house.
两姊妹说，信主应该要认真。
Sister Liang told me you should be serious when you have a faith in Jesus Christ.
认真两个字触动了我。
Being serious really touched me.
是啊，长时间以来我游走在基督和佛之间。
Yes, for so long time I have been.Like a testing between Jesus and the Buddha.
既不全信佛，也不确定信主。
I'm half-hearted. I don't believe in God. I don't completely believe in Buddha.
我一直就是这样吊儿郎当的状态。
That is my very unserious situation.
我想继续这样下去，我岂不是罪上加罪？
I was thinking, if I continue to be like this, isn't it added on to all the sin I have currently?
我岂不是自己害了自己？
Don't I destroy my own future?
圣经约翰一书第一章第九节说
In the Bible, 1 John chapter 1 and verse
哪一节？
第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9。
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
When we confess our sin, the Lord is righteous, and He will for sure forgive our sins.
于是我决定信主。
Then I'm determined to place my faith in Jesus Christ.
我要离弃偶像，归向真神。
I will reject all the idols and come to Jesus Christ.
我承认我的罪。
I confess my sin.
我生来有罪。
I was born a sinner.
我活在这个世上，也一直在犯罪。
I continue to sin against God in this world.
并且我也没有办法让我自己停止犯罪。
There's no way I can save myself from this sinner situation.
但我诚心相信耶稣是主，是我的救主。
But I genuinely believe that my Lord is Jesus Christ, my Savior.
接受耶稣基督在十字架上为我成就的赦免赦罪之恩。
I confess I receive the grace that Jesus Christ gave it to me on the cross.
他就赦免我，就赐我永生。
He forgave all my sin, gave me eternal life.
感谢赞美主，我决定信主。
Praise God, I have decided to be a Jesus follower.
两个月前在杨弟兄家里2024年年末的跨年聚会。
There was a gathering at a brother Yang's house. We were celebrating the new year.
沙晴姊妹她讲述了她被主拯救的见证。
Sister Sha Qing gave a testimony about how she was saved.
这再一次触动了我。
It again touched my heart.
像我这样一次一次的死里逃生
，People like me again, again saved by the Lord.
这岂是人所能做到的
？Can people ever do this?
这让我意识到
，Then I realized that
主一直在眷顾着我
，The Lord has been very gracious to me.
他不厌其烦地救我
，He patiently saved me.
耐着性子让我一点一点接近他
He patiently wait for me to get closer to him
圣经约翰福音第三章第十六节说
John 3:16 says
神爱世人甚至将他的 独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
For God so loved the world that heGive his only begotten Son to whoever believes him to receive a life, an eternal life.
主的爱是多么的无私啊
How selfless his love is.
我还有什么理由继续冷淡退缩下去呢
There's no reason for me to be back.
我要在信主的道路上勇敢地走下去。
I should be courageously walking along the path.
现在我正面临着耐药换方案的过程中。
Currently, I'm still undergoing some treatment and torture.
两个多月以来，方案不断的更换。
During this current month, the treatment plan has been changing constantly.
始终定不下来最后的治疗方案。
A final plan for my treatment hasn't been finalized yet.
身体的疼痛日夜折磨着我。
The physical pain tortures me day and night.
痛起来的时候，有如千万只蚂蚁在啃食我的骨肉。
The pain to extend like thousands and thousands of ants are eating my flesh and my bone.
这种感觉让我坐立难安，烦躁不已，疲惫不堪。
This pain tortures me. I couldn't sit. I couldn't lie. I feel anxious and I feel tired.
但是稍微舒服一点的时候，我会向主祷告。
Once I feel a little comfortable, I will cry to the Lord.
主啊，我的父，求你倾听我的祷告。
Lord, my heavenly Father, can you please hear my prayer?
医治我的疾病。
Heal my disease, my pain.
让平安和喜乐充满我的内心。
Fill me with your peace and your joy.
我既决定信靠你。
I have decided to follow you.
我就永不回头。
I will never turn back.
我就跟着你的脚步一直走下去。
I shall follow your footsteps all through my life.
我也接受你的任何安排。
I will willingly be obedient to all your plans for me.
也求你答应我想陪伴女儿多几年的心。
Can you please hear my prayer? My desire to stay have a more days with my little kids.
因为他们还那样小。
Because they are still so young.
他们是我的孩子，更是你的孩子。
And they're your kids too.
我爱他们。
I love them.
但你更爱他们。
You love them more.
我将他们和我的父母一起。
I commit my kids and my parents.
仰望在你的手中。
Upon your hand.
请你引领他们未来属灵的路。
May you please guide their journey in their guide their spiritual journey.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
耶利米书29:11说。
In Jeremiah 20:29:19 says.
耶和华说。
Jehovah said.
我知道我向你们所怀的意念。
I know the plan I have for you.
是赐平安的意念。
The plan to prosper you.
不是降灾祸的意念。
Not to harm you.
是要叫你们幕后有所指。
So you have a future.
我不清楚接下来主会怎样引领我的道路。
I'm unsure what's gonna follow you.
这条路是长还是短
？During my journey, whether it's long or it's short.
这条路是崎岖还是平坦
？Whether it's uneven or up and down.
但有一点始终是确定的。
But there's an assurance in me.
主的安排就一定是最好的。
His plan is the best for me.
我在他面前是有指望的人。
I am a person full of hope in him.
我把诗篇103:2-4作为我受尽交通的结束语。
And I will conclude my testimony with a Psalm 103.
我的心哪，我要称颂耶和华。
My heart, you shall praise the Lord.
不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Don't forget his goodness and grace.
他赦免你的一切罪孽。
He forgives all your sins.
医治你的一切疾病。
And heal all your disease.
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。
He rescued you from death.
以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
He crowned you with mercy and grace.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, 我们下面就是我们姊妹的受浸。
Praise the Lord. The following procedure will be the baptism of the sister.
我们姊妹和服侍的弟兄姊妹在后台准备。
When they were preparing.
我们在他们准备的时候，我们唱一首诗歌啊。
We'll sing a hymn.
在诗歌本的104首。
104, hymn 104.
也是关于得自由、得释放的。
It's another hymn about set us free and get freedom.
这首诗歌呢有五段。
There are 5 stanzas.
五段，然后加副歌。
And with refrain.
我们就等一下就从头往下唱。
We'll just sing along from beginning and forward.
如果他们准备好了的话，我们就那段听完就停下。
Once they're ready, we're gonna stop wherever we are.
我是想这样，待会儿我们姊妹她受浸进到水里出来的时候。
When our sister got into the water. When she comes out of the water,
等她起来的时候，我们就唱第一段江湖歌。
The moment when she rises out of the water, we will sing the first stanza and the refrain. The first stanza or the refrain or both.
And both.
And both.
就是第一段加上副歌。
So the first stanza and the refrain.
好，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's go 104 hymn.
从水里起来的时候，好，我们
好， 亲爱的天父，Dear
Heavenly Father,
你的信实何等的广大,
how wonderful is your faithfulness,
慈爱何等的央忙,
how great is your loving kindness,
在我们的姊妹还不认识你，还在世界里流荡的时候,
when my sister didn't know you and wander in the world,
她被罪恶苦害,
she was suffering from all the sins,
病痛折磨,
she was tortured by the sickness.
她被偶像欺骗,
she was deceived by the idols.
她在这世界里受了许多的痛苦,
she received so many pain from the world.
但主啊, 我们感谢你,
but Lord, we thank you.
在她还不认识你的时候, even, 主啊, 你已经, 为她在前面, 准备了那条救赎的路,
you prepared her way of salvation even before she knew you.
你爱她,
you loved her.
你用你的慈神爱说来牵引她,
you guide her with your loving kindness.
虽然她还不知道你, 还不认识你,
even though she didn't know you,
你用你奇妙的手把她带到了你面前,
you guide her through in front of you with your loving hand.
你开了她心中的眼睛,
you open the eyes of her heart.
主啊，你让她看到了这个罪的可怕,
allow her to know how terrible the sin could be.
你让她立定心志来跟从你，除去偶像,
you allow her to be determined to follow you and get rid of the idol to follow you.
她为你做了这荣耀的见证,
I thank you for this wonderful testimony she had in front of everyone. She belongs to you. She will follow you all the through of her life, all the ways of her life to glorify your name.
主，我们求你用你的慈爱的手，继续来服侍我们的姊妹。
I pray that you continue to guide her with your loving hand.
带领她,
guide her through.
让她更多的来认识你，经历你。
Allow her to know you more, experience your abundance.
让她经历水火，叫她的心宽广。
Even though she went through the water and the fire, but allow her heart to be receive all your grace and mercy.
她在试炼中, 在病痛中, 主啊, 你用你的手来扶持她。
In her suffering, you guide her through with your own hand.
主啊, 我们感谢你,
we thank you.
生命的主,
you are the living God.
基督成为我们有荣耀的盼望。
Jesus Christ is our glorious hope.
你的生命吞灭死亡。
Your life, they overcome the death.
让我们这一生为奴仆的，今天我们得到荣耀的释放。
So people like us slaves to death, now we are set free to receive this glorious hope.
我们的姊妹要一生来跟从你，来荣耀你。
The entire life of my sister will be led by you and glorify your name.
愿你的名在我们的姊妹身上得到荣耀的彰显。
May your name be glorified through our sister.
吴红梅姊妹，教会奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，把你进入基督的身体，就是教会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we baptize you, Sister Wu Hongmei, in the name of Father, the Son, the Spirit.
Dear Father, we, dear Lord, we thank you. Thank you for dying on the cross for everyone. Now the eternal door is open for all. Whoever is willingly to receive you as the Savior can come. Lord, we thank you for such a wonderful salvation. Lord, we pray that you always remind us our position. We are saved by grace. Remember the mission you gave it us before you went to heaven, that we shall be the testimony for you.
主啊, 激动我们众人的心,
and stir our heart.
让我们都起来, 为耶稣,
so we all stand up for Jesus.
让我们把你的福音传出去,
so we spread the gospel.
让你的教会得到复兴,
may your church be revived.
主啊, 复兴你的工作,
Lord, revive your work.
让你成就你的旨意,
may your will be done.
让我们这一个小小的聚集 在你面前, 如同你, 圣经所要让我们看见的, 如同耶路撒冷所做联络整齐的城,
may our gathering be looked up at by you as a well connected like the one in the glorious city of Jerusalem.
主啊, 祝福你的教会,
Lord, bless your church.
祝福你, 儿女福音的工作,
bless the gospel work of your children.
与我们同在,
be with us.
感谢你出听我们的祷告,
thank you for listening to our prayer.
靠主耶稣,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.